From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Federal prosecutors in Sacramento announced indictments yesterday against 19 individuals allegedly running a foreclosure rescue scam. Prosecutors say the ring stole the titles to more than 100 homes across the country. Tamara Keith has more.
Here's how the scam worked. The accused targeted people on the brink of foreclosure. They offered to help by adding an investor to the title of the home. The investor was actually what's known as a straw buyer. In the end, the original homeowner would lose the title to their home. The straw buyer would refinance, squeezing every little bit of equity out before selling the home or allowing it to fall into foreclosure. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott says the homeowners were left with nothing, and the accused ringleader, Charles Head, came away with millions.
The representations that were made by Mr. Head and his co-conspirators was, if you do what we're advocating that you do, if you agree to go along with us on this, at the end of this, you're going to have your home, you're going to have your equity, and you're going to have your credit restored. And guess what? At the end of it, they don't have their home, they don't have their equity, and they don't have their credit restored.
Most of the 19 defendants in this case are based in Southern California, but the victims are all over the country. A search of the California Department of Real Estate website finds many of the defendants are licensed mortgage brokers in good standing. But state officials say that's about to change, as they plan to launch disciplinary action against the brokers. At a press conference announcing the money laundering and mail fraud charges, FBI Special Agent in Charge, Drew Parenti, described the offenses as cruel and callous crimes.
Mortgage fraud has recently been elevated by the FBI to its number one financial crime priority. The FBI is committed to aggressively addressing these types of egregious mortgage fraud cases whereby industry professionals manipulate or abuse the mortgage process for their own personal gain.
Prosecutors say there are more cases coming, and they hope the announcement of these indictments will bring even more victims forward. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
About 2% of home loans nationwide were in foreclosure at the end of last year. The Wall Street Journal passes on that number today from real estate stat tracker First American CoreLogic, noting 2% is the highest foreclosure rate since trade groups began tracking this kind of data in 1979. The heaviest concentrations of loans in foreclosure were found in Florida, Nevada, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. But foreclosure rates are rising in Georgia, Arizona, and California. Republican presidential candidate John McCain is in the middle of his first fundraising trip to California since he locked up the GOP nomination. At a town hall meeting in Chula Vista yesterday, the Arizona senator told the local chapter of the Veterans of Foreign Wars he intends to win California's 55 electoral votes this November.
I believe that I can convince the people of California, the voters of California, that I'm deserving of their support. And I will go everywhere in this state, everywhere. And I look forward to it.
McCain says he can be competitive on issues that matter to Californians, like the environment and climate change. But McCain adds he's painfully aware of the fact a Republican hasn't won this state since 1988. The state's Department of Food and Agriculture has placed a 10-square-mile area in Carpinteria, south of Santa Barbara, under quarantine. Two light brown apple moths have been spotted, and that could mean serious crop damage. The quarantine means farmers, nurseries, anyone who might want to move a plant has got to get approval first. Officials are encouraging civilians with fruit trees in the backyard to eat their fruit at home. Police in Santa Barbara have reopened a double homicide case that's nearly 40 years old. They decided to revisit the case after inquiries from reporters with the Chauncey Bailey Project, a consortium of news media, including KQED Public Radio, that's been investigating the high-profile murder last year of Oakland journalist Chauncey Bailey. Judy Campbell reports.
In August of 1968, husband and wife Wendell and Bertie Mae Scott were shot dead while they slept in their Santa Barbara apartment with their two children. A couple of weeks before his death, Wendell Scott had written a complaint to Elijah Muhammad, then head of the Nation of Islam, saying he was being forced to participate in insurance fraud at his Santa Barbara mosque. Scott was then suspended from the mosque. Santa Barbara Police Lieutenant Armando Martel says police focused the murder investigation on Billy X. Stevens, minister of the mosque and other mosque leaders.
There was a lot of discussion and rumor during that time period of the potential of a connection with the Muslim mosque here and the people involved in the mosque.
But Martel says the investigation stalled. There was scant evidence and mosque members were reluctant to talk. Billy Stevens and his brother Joseph Stevens, who was also part of the mosque hierarchy and later changed his name to Yusef Bey, were never arrested. They went on to form a Muslim bakery in Santa Barbara. Then, in the 1970s, the brothers moved to Oakland. Yusef Bey split from the Nation of Islam and his brother, and the bakery eventually became Your Black Muslim Bakery. Bey, who died in 2003, headed that business and religious organization in Oakland that has since been implicated in dozens of crimes, including murder, torture, and real estate fraud, and most recently, the killing of Oakland journalist Chauncey Bailey. Lieutenant Armando Martel.
There's been some recent information from some cases up in Oakland area that have some similarities. So we're going to reopen the case now to be a little bit more active on it to see if there's any connection with the cases up in Oakland and the one here in 1968.
Chauncey Bailey was allegedly killed in retaliation for working on stories critical of Your Black Muslim Bakery. Now Santa Barbara police say they'll investigate whether those 40-year-old murders are also part of what later became a pattern of silencing dissenters for disloyalty. In Santa Barbara, the decades-old murder is bringing back memories for resident Jackie Hill, who was related to the slain couple.
It was really a big, big deal. Murders were something that very rarely happened here in Santa Barbara, and very rarely in the African-American community here, because basically most of us were cousins or first or second cousins to each other. So that was something that was very, very rare.
As for Audrey Scott, who was in the apartment when her parents were shot, she says she's waited a long time for some resolution.
My mom's mom always said that she would live to, you know, to see this day. But I guess it's in my lifetime, but not hers, because she's been gone.
Billy X. Stevens, who now goes by the name Abdul Rab Muhammad, was reached in Oakland last week and denied any involvement in the killings. Santa Barbara police say they will come to Oakland to try to interview him as early as this week. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 25th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.